once we go on the record.
This is the time and place for the on-site inspection in a matter before the Idaho Department of Lands. Application for the permit to install a community dock encroachment L95S6181. The estates at Waterstone HOA Inc. Jason Garvey as agent, as applicant. Agency case number PH2025-NAV-22-006. Office administrative hearings case number 25-320-08. Present at the on-site inspection is Nathan Oler, representing the applicant.
Rob Elder, I'm a sales real estate agent for the development.
Casey Mason, project manager for the development.
And Kayleen Richter, representing the Idaho Department of Lands. I'm going to place you both under oath for purposes of presenting testimony. If you raise your right hand for me, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide during this on-site inspection is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. So I'm going to take pictures while you guys provide context to what it is we are looking at.
So you just want to describe starting where
I guess I want to describe where we're at for the record. So obviously we're about, if you want me to guess, we're probably in the midpoint of the Spokane River.
And what direction are we facing?
You are looking to your east. And we're going to go downriver to the west.
And this in front of us is Harbor Island, where the videos you believe that are part of the record, but we will confirm during the hearing, were taken.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
And I believe Mr. Parker, who took the videos, is scheduled to testify, and he can confirm that.
So anyways, so you would go up that way, probably another couple of miles, 2 to 3 miles into the Coeur d'Alene area, and that would be the east, and then it opens up into, obviously, Coeur d'Alene Lake. And so what we're going to do is we just thought it would be great to kind of show the lay of the river. We're going to obviously go west down to the site. And just kind of point out this area here from Boating Area Lot. This is obviously, it's kind of a unique spot because the river turns here. So you have boat traffic that is coming down the center of the channel. And it's kind of an area where a lot of people, this is a little bit wider area in the Spokane River. And then where we're going enters into the widest part of the Spokane River that we'll point out.
But and so we'll be heading this way. This is the direction of the project.
Yes.
Okay.
So. We'll do that right now. Get going.
Sorry. And I'm going to keep the recording on, so if you want it paused for purposes of travel, just let me know.
Okay.
Just because I don't know the distances that we're
moving. Yeah, we could probably pause right here.
Okay.
And if we have a comment to make, Rob, we can let the hearing officer know.
All right, we are back on the record.
Okay, couple things that I'd like to point out is obviously, we just went through what you see a pretty average width of the Spokane River, and as we come down through here, there's a couple of spots, this is being one of them, where they're a little bit tighter, and you can see where the river has points of entrance that have what we call maybe pinch points, and then it widens back up. And as we get down to our project, you will see the significance of that. On the right, you're going to start seeing these docks, and maybe Casey can speak to them, but The wood that you see that the water is down 2 to 3 feet right now, and it'll go down probably an additional 4 to 5 feet. I'll go a little closer. We're going to see some up here on the right past the buoys that are a little more prevalent of what I'm talking about, but the wood that you see is exposed, has a little bit of a white gray look to it. That's the breakwater that prevents, as the waves come into the dock, it prevents erosion, kind of stops that boatway from going to shore and eroding the dogs in the shoreline. There's a bunch up here on the right.
And maybe, Casey, when we get closer, you can explain how these relate to the design of the project.
I think this is a good point, too. So this owner here has a little retaining wall with gray rock. The water will be just about, you can just kind of see where that little black and the little white is on the bottom of that retaining wall. That's about where the water will be at normal level.
Summer pool.
Yes. And obviously all of this is, I'm sure you know, may or may not, it's all dam controlled. So there's a dam down here at Kualan Park at the end of the Spokane River that controls spring, fall runoff.
And about how far are we from the project at this point in time?
1 mile.
1 mile?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording until we get a little bit closer.
Okay. Yeah, do you want to look at these things closer or no?
I don't see it being necessary. I think I got enough pictures of this, unless Nathan thinks it's going to come up as a relevant point in your case.
Well, it's just the comments that everybody is concerned about traffic and what it does to the erosion of the property. And this is just kind of a thing everybody's doing now. We're doing a real good job with it, I think, in our dock when we do it.
Okay.
Build it, excuse me.
So I think maybe, if we can go back on the record after once we get to the point where you want to demonstrate the river opening up,
Okay, that sounds great. We are still looking at Harbor Island.
He would run right into Harbor Island.
And Harbor Island's about a mile plus from the project site?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say it's 2 miles
from the project site.
Yeah.
We are back on the record and closer to the project site.
Perfect. Okay, point of reference, we are, half mile from the site. You go up there, way up there on the right where the kind of the open dirt is the project. What I'd like to kind of mention here is obviously the Spokane River, how the flow is and how the pinch points, I drive this, I went to my lake place at least 30 times this summer, so I drove this lake minimum of 60 times. And as you look back the way we just came from the east side to the west, you can see where the river tightens up, or we keep calling them pinch points. And I think what's significant about that is this is where the traffic gets tight in here, right where we are right now. And as we come into this site,
so behind the boat is where the traffic gets tight.
Yeah, you
tight.
Can kind of see where that little lake house is and the little pier dock from the Baptist Lutheran camp on the left. That's where the river gets tighter. And those would be obviously concerning points if you were going to put something big out there. As we come into our site, what's unique about the shoreline is that it just starts to open up. There's a piling right here that you'll see that's kind of a breakwater piling. And then our site is straight away about a half mile to the right there. And the water just opens.
Can you point again?
What's that?
Will you point again so that...
Oh, yeah, you bet. It's right there. You can kind of see there's an orange, I don't know if that's a garbage can or a buoy there. And then we're right where the fresh moved dirt is right there.
Okay, thank you.
But it's very unique because if you can see, as we continue to move forward, nobody goes into that area. The natural lay of the land from where the big houseboat is to our project, it's the shoreline goes into the kind of the north side of the river to where the navigable part, everybody drives, is on this outside here. So nobody, hopefully, would drive straight into that area. It just makes no sense. So I think it's just important to note where the river changes and how the traffic pattern goes. And as we go here, we'll open up, and when we go around the corner, you will see from where we came originally, it opens up into literally the widest spot on the Spokane River.
Okay. And I'm going to pause the recording for a minute.
Yeah.
We're back on the record, a little closer to the project site.
Great, so I would point out here as well is that as you see, the site is on the right here that we're coming up to right now, and you can see where the river just naturally just starts to open up its mouth, and our project is way over here to the right, and you can see the natural shoreline pushes out to the south, to the southwest, and the traffic goes out here, so where the closed dock is, it's literally tucked way over here, and you'll see another community dock on our right. I think there's 16 lift there, if I remember correctly. And then our project here, as we roll into, is on the right-hand side here that we'll look at. And again, this is the widest spot in the Spokane River. And as we go up here, too, I think it's important to talk about the future Greens Ferry Bridge that we can talk about a little bit later, but this is a great view where the power line is right there, is where the bridge was in the 60s, and that's where the proposed bridge has come up in front of you know, the citizens numerous of times, where they want to put an additional bridge across the Spokane River. And the reason why I think that's significant is that if that ever happens, this will make this no-wake zone as well. And
okay, and I see across, like, looks like almost directly across from the project, a white buoy that appears to reach swim area. Is that a public access point?
Yes, right here, this little, where you see little picnic table, little orange flag, that's the just a public access point for anybody. You can't launch there, but you can come picnic there, you can barbecue there, you can take your kayak out of there.
And then your project is on the other side of the river. And is this house associated with the Homeowners Association, or is this a separate piece of property?
Separate piece of property. So this is called Shoreview, or Shoreline,
which is got this next. Make sure you're referring to that. You're talking about the community dock?
No, I'm talking just about this house. Like, is this part of the project, or does the project start on the other side?
Yeah, the west side.
Okay.
Of that.
Yeah, talking to the west side. This is Abe's house. You'll probably see his name there. This is the other community dock.
That has AIIC.
Yeah, 16 slips. And then our proposed dock will roll up into here. It's going to be basically right in here. And maybe Casey can...
Can you point again?
You want me to pull the third tree? See those two trees that are close together right there?
Yeah.
Right about in there is where, Casey, correct me if I'm wrong, is where the walkway or the dockway will come out into the common area boat slips.
Yes, where that retaining wall drops down to a single level, that's the community access point for the development. The dock will start, I don't know if you can see the flag, a little bit more to the left, Rob. So there's a flag up there on the bank.
Oh, yeah,
I see it.
That's
the approximate property line between the first river lot and the community area.
Lot 12. And track day.
And track day.
I can't quite get it in the picture, but it's right about there.
Yeah. Right in line with that stump right now. if that helps.
Yeah, so the property line is referenced as directly above that stump.
Yes.
And I guess I would point out, this is very significant in my opinion, is that where we are floating right now, we're basically about ready to run right into the center of our dock, give or take a foot one way or the other. And you can naturally see, this is really important, as you're coming down the river, there's the community docks here. If we're sitting in the middle of where our dock is proposed, you can see this point up here. The traffic is out there. The line of navigability, I can barely say that.
Reference that point, Rob.
Yeah, that reference that point right there where the houseboat is. You can see that no one's going to come. It's not going to hinder or affect or be out past the point of navigation according to what the lines that we looked at and have been shown. It's really tucked, honestly, any better way to say it. It's a nice spot for a community dock of this size. And I run this thing constantly.
For reference, where we're at with the boat right now, to this first stump that's cut off is 36 yards, so approximately 118 feet from that. That's the approximate high water mark where that stump's at. Our dock is
and
proposed
what,
to.
What are you using to make that assessment?
I am using a range finder used for hunting, but so it's not, you know, it's give or take a couple yards.
You had explained to me earlier before we were on the record what you were going to use to make those measurements, so I just wanted that information on the record that you're not eyeballing it.
It's, yes, thank you.
Okay, I don't have any additional questions about this. Do you, Kaylin, or Ms. Richter?
I guess just to follow through your last comment, you said that is 36
yards.
which is...
So approximately 118 feet.
And I don't remember off the top of my head what the length of the proposed dock is.
To the outside edge is 108 feet from the ordinary high water mark. So approximately we're... Maybe the edge of the boat there is at the end of the dock.
Yeah, so here, this kind of helps. So I think this is great. So there's the dock right behind us.
At, identified as exhibit.
Okay, this is
WS3A.
Exhibit WS3A. And this has already been submitted, but just for point of reference, this obviously shows the community dock that's to our east. And we're literally floating right in this, right probably somewhere right. We're in the middle of our proposed dock right now. And this is the point over here to the west that I referred to earlier, that you can see the line of navigability. We are inside of that, and the natural traffic just doesn't even come close to this location.
And what's the name of this commercial marina?
Or? You know, it's been there since like the 50s. It's just been a green, it's called the Greensferry. I think it's called a Greensferry Garage or Greensferry Marina. But it's a gentleman that's just been fixing boats there since I was a kid.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions you had?
No.
Were there any other points you wanted to make, Mr. Oler?
Well, if you can just kind of point out, maybe Rob or Casey, the littoral lines so we can get a basis of bearing between the east and the west property owners.
The east property line would be that basically brown vinyl fence.
Okay.
And then you can't really see the extent of the brown vinyl fence, but it's where this maple tree hits the shoreline to the right of those canoes coming out.
I do have a question. So I saw in the HOA CC&Rs that the lots, you said 9 through 12? Or whichever.
9 starts from the east.
Okay. Those lots gave up their lakefront square footage because it is counted in the square footage used for the community dock, correct?
So, correct. 100%.
So those lots will be separately owned, but they will not... be able to have their own docks.
Correct. Yeah, they give up their riparian, littoral,
rights
of warfare. Yes.
Yep. Yep. So it's maybe that's helpful to point out. I mean, you have lot 9, 10, 11, 12, which are kind of delineated by those stairwells, and then you have tract A.
So and tract A is this?
Tract A is basically the western aspect of the shoreline, and it's owned by the association along with all the littoral rights of warfare for 9, 10, 11, and 12.
That's what you can see here on this same exhibit, WS3A, is that this shows right here what we're looking at, which is the HOA will manage this. This will be a green area to where everybody will come down to where the boat dock is right here, right basically in between those trees.
Those trees.
Better even see the fence better.
Oh, the property line?
Yeah.
To the what side of the?
To the west side.
Thank you. Directionally challenged, if you can't tell. Okay, if there's nothing else, I can go ahead and close out this on-site inspection.
Do we want to mention anything about the bridge, or is that relevant?
Well, I think you covered it. Okay. I mean, unless you have questions.
We have the location, and we have still the evidentiary portion, so we can talk about the bridge and if the project is approved, the potential for this entire section to be a no-wake zone. Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if the bridge project is theoretical at this point, or if there's actual an application pending somewhere or there, well, like that?
Well, there's been numerous public hearings. I chaired the Greens Ferry Overpass Committee for 12 years, and this is the next step of that, because they obviously need a natural, another way to get across Spokane River in case we lose either Spokane Street or I-95. So yeah, there's been a numerous, I want to say there's been four or five public hearings. So I don't know if there's been an official application, but there's been a lot of public input in regards to the bridge process.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now this is important, but you asked about the coyote. There's what we want the coyote to get rid of right there. We love our geese, but there's a prime example of what coyotes fix.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and close the on-site inspection at this point in time. I appreciate you guys participating and showing us the property.